Book review by Susie Abrahams on the fifth edition of the Perspectives Manual in AfriGo magazine's issue entitled Missions and Persecution, A Painful but Powerful Witness. Perspectives on the World Christian Movement is a 15-lesson global discipleship course created in 1974 to give churches a biblical, historical, cultural, and strategic view of God's Great Commission call. Perspectives is used today in 40 countries in 9 languages and has trained 200,000 Christians for global evangelization. The fifth edition preserves the course's central conviction that God is fulfilling his purpose among all peoples, while presenting that vision with greater clarity and through a wider range of voices. Its biblical foundations remain strong, including God's promise to Abraham, the glory of God, the kingdom of Christ, the Great Commission, and the unfinished task. At the same time, many lessons have been refined through more accessible writing, clearer objectives, and a stronger emphasis on worship, justice, creation care, local churches, and participation in what God is already doing. Rather than changing the heart of Perspectives, the new edition makes its message more relevant to the global church. As a South African, I find the wider representation of cultures, regions, and experiences especially meaningful. Our country has traveled through the painful history of apartheid into a democratic society that continues learning how to live with freedom, reconciliation, and diversity. That journey has taught us that people must not simply be spoken about. They must be given space to speak, interpret their own experiences, and contribute their gifts. Africa, Asia, and Latin America are no longer presented as places that received missionaries, but as regions with their own theologians, movements, pioneers, and senders. Women, indigenous partners, black missionaries, and other previously overlooked contributors are also given greater visibility. The addition engages contemporary realities such as migration, global cities, digital ministry, cultural identity, frontier people groups, and sustainable community transformation through local churches. It moves away from models in which outsiders are always the central actors, and instead recognizes local believers as leaders and agents of lasting change. No single edition can fully represent the richness of the worldwide church, and every country will still need to bring its own stories and questions into the classroom. Nevertheless, the fifth edition represents a faithful and timely renewal. The table has become wider without losing its center. The glory of God, the kingdom of Christ, and the calling of the whole church to participate in God's purpose among all peoples.